Blog Talk Radio. Breaking down barriers, breaking through walls, breaking out of boundaries, breaking away from fear, break through radio.
This is V.
This is Volante.
And we're
V Squared.
Never give up, never give in. Always look up, and God has a plan. Welcome to Conversations with the Diva, sponsored by WBDN Media, the By Design Network. I'm Sabrina Williams, and I will be your host.
Good morning from Las Vegas, Nevada. This is Sabrina Williams with Conversations with the Diva. Hello, Las Vegas. It's a little cool right now. We have on the line with us Kwesi Jones and Twana Lawler. They're going to be my special guests today. Good morning, Twana, and good morning, Kwesi. How are you?
Hi, good morning. How y'all doing?
Twana, are you there?
Yes, good morning.
Good to hear from you guys. Today, we're going to talk with Kwesi and Twana. We're going to talk about scholarships, grants, and money for college, but at the same time, I want you guys to hear from these two beautiful people. I know Kwesi from the Hilltop Radio Show, and he's an awesome young man and up-and-coming artist. And Twana Lawler has written a lot of books, but recently she has a new book out. So, Kwesi, tell us what's going on in your side of town. What are you up to these days, young man?
Thanking God for every day that I get to live. And I'm a little hoarse today. I don't know what happened. I just woke up and my voice was gone.
That's because you had to come on my show. Darn those.
I can't throw the deep voice on the day for some reason.
So what have you been doing? Music wise? What's going on for you?
I recently just did a new joint. I'm still pushing my double album that I came out with in November, which is called Week Four Center and the Book of Kwesi Jones. And I'm working on getting ready to drop another album maybe about the middle of March called Redemption. And but I really just been getting my paperwork and all the legal stuff straight and in order, so that way once I do get to rolling, I won't have to worry about that later on.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Antoina, we're going to talk to both of you guys, but tell us what's going on with you. Tell us about the new book and how's it going. How are the sales?
Well, we haven't gotten an update. I haven't on the sales. But last time I talked to him, he said the sales were very good. But
And tell us the title of your book.
Okay. My Life, From Tragedy to Destiny. And it's an autobiography of my life, dealing with a whole lot of life situations up until recently.
Okay. And why did I have you guys on today? Well, because you guys are two awesome people of God, but also you guys know what it's like to, you know, come up and have to struggle. And today we're just going to talk a little bit, touch on, and it's just a follow-up. I'm more here today to talk with you guys about what's going on with you guys, how God's blessing your life. But I want to follow up because I did last year I did a show on cutting down the cost of college grants and free money. And from that show, who knew, people were actually listening, which I'm surprised, but thank God. I was informed that one person actually found her daughter a $10,000 scholarship writing for Hallmark. So that's my, and she's only 15, so that's going to be good money for college. I was informed by another person that sent me an email that they were able to find two scholarships for $1,500. And the reason that I want to focus on that a little bit is a lot of times you guys know kids who are struggling to go to school, right?
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times kids, they like, have you ever heard them say, oh, you know what, I can't go to school. I just can't. Or I can't go to vocational school, or I can't do this. I just don't have the money. I'm sure you guys have heard them say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that I want to point out again for this just follow-up is that there's a thing called CalGRIT. It's part of FAFSA. FAFSA is a student loan that should be filled out in January and September. And it tells you how much money that you're entitled to for college. There's loans, but we want to stay away from the loans because don't you guys know we're in debt? We're just in debt for everything, for cars, for student loans. And, Antoina, you have grandkids, and you're raising your grandkids. I don't think you want to see them be in debt all their lives, right?
Correct.
Yeah,
correct, but I'm not raised. They're back with their mom now. Yes, they're with their mom. I had them for 10 years, so it was time for me to be free.
Be free. Okay, get back to the grandma's life. Get out. No, just kidding. No, she's actually she's done some fabulous things. We'll hear about it in a second. So just to let everybody know, you right now, January, we're coming to February, you should already be filling out those FAFSA. If you need help on filling them out, please call into the show next week, and we can talk about that, and I'll give you guys some my email, and you can ask me to help you with that. But those need to be filled out, and you need to remember, CalGrant A, B, and C are free money. I will be posting on my new new webpage where you can go to get those scholarships from and how an agency to follow. Because sometimes it's just a simple, Queasy, for somebody writing a jingle for music. Because a lot of companies, you guys know, have so much money they have to get rid of, but nobody applies for it.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it could be writing a story, Tawana, for a short story. And there's just so many from GE. And I know when I was in college or when I was starting college, I wrote one, and I wrote one on just fish in a fishbowl, and I got $500. So sometimes there's silly ones. They just want to give away the money. People just need to know how to do it. Okay, so I have to start with Queasy because Queasy blessed me last year when I was really struggling with just being me and just accepting being 50 and being single. He blessed me one day in the mail. I open up the mail, and here is Queasy's. Tell them what the names are, Queasy.
The Wheat for a Sinner, Volume 1, and the Book of Queasy Jones.
And do you know that I'm just obsessed with that, and I listen to it all the time. It is God-spoken, God-breathed, and this is a young man who is just amazing. Queasy, tell us what was the inspiration behind those albums.
It was just mainly my mistakes. You know, a lot of us don't learn from our mistakes. You know, we continue to make the same mistakes over and over again, but expect different results and expect things to change, and find things to blame them on for the reason why we're doing stuff. And I just got tired of doing that. You know, from drugs to alcohol to women to, you know, everything, and even all the way down to my childhood with things going on with my dad. You know, my dad wasn't in my life, so I blame that as a reason for me mistreating my mom sometimes.
Right.
You know, it was just a time for me to just be honest. And then on top of that, my daughter hurt my feelings, you know, by telling me the things that she heard that I was doing wasn't things that a daughter would be proud of her father for. And it kind of hurt my feelings. You know, and I just decided to just put it all on. It was time for me to let all of that stuff out because I've been holding it all in for so long. And, you know, usually when people look at you as a strong person, they don't ask you, are you all right?
Right.
You know, and I was pretty much, I was a bridge. I was a bridge for so many other people to walk right on past and carry their burdens. That I just couldn't carry mine no more, you know. So it was either for me to start rapping, or either I was going to end up in jail or dead, you know. And I'm just glad God gave me the mindset to recognize the signs when it was time to give up and just come on in, because a lot of people don't, you know, they'll carry stuff till their deathbed.
You know, and that's so true. No, go ahead.
It's true.
I'm just blessed at the turnout of it. I mean, I never really expected. I expected it to be okay, you know, because I'm
right.
critical. I'm very critical of my own music, but the turnout from it is ridiculous.
Okay, and you know what? I think you hit on something that's really important. I know that in today's society, everybody says they believe in something, but to me, if you don't have a foundation in God, you don't know, and you can't say God is my foundation, He's my rock for everything, whether it's for writing or for music, you're just lost, and you're just repeating a pattern that's been across time. What do you think about that, Tawana?
I agree. Everything I do, I give Him honor for it, because the gift I have, it came from Him. It didn't come from me.
Right.
And I love the gift, and I love Him, because I thank God for everything. He changed me, because
right.
I relate with Queasy. I used to drink. I was an alcoholic because I was raped, and I didn't drink or anything, didn't smoke cigarettes or anything. But when I was violated like that, I went to drugs. I mean, not drugs. I never did drugs. I went to alcohol. But it was beer, and I drank like I could put a case down in a day and was going to work. So I was living like I wasn't drunk, but I was hurting in the inside, really. From everything went on in my life, things just started coming back up. And, you know, when I got really sick, that's why my grandchildren had to go back home, because I got sick and I almost died, and, you know, because of the illness. And because I was in denial and just didn't want to take my medicine. And I went to this therapist, and he was a Christian, and he would pray with me every time.
Mm-hmm.
And he helped me to see that what was wrong with me wasn't God, and that God was still with me. And, you know, He's been with me. I get up in the morning, and I have to tell Him thank you, because I'm alive.
Wow. And that's funny, because we always want to say, have you guys ever heard people say, and I've said it, because a lot of people don't know that in 2000, I think it was the end of 2012, I got a divorce. I was in a really bad relationship of domestic violence where I was just a victim. And sometimes I kept saying God had left me, but God hadn't left me. And when I left the marriage, I was 350 pounds. And after the marriage, I still tried to blame the marriage. And finally, God's like, you have the ability to lose the weight. It's taken 2 years, but I've lost over 150. And you know what? Every day is a struggle. Just like with alcohol or drugs, every day I have to get up and say, okay, I'm not going to eat anything that I don't need to eat, and I'm going to focus. Because you have to give your life over to God for everything, or you struggle with everything. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
I know you guys. Okay. Go ahead.
I used to smoke, when I started drinking beer, I started smoking a pack of cigarettes a day. But when I decided, I had got a visitation from God one day when I had surgery. This was 15 years ago, and I heard Him speak to me. And that day I decided to stop smoking, to become celibate, and I put it in His hands, and I instantly stopped, instantly. And that's when I started writing. That's why I know it's from Him and it's for Him. Because my testimony is true. And I went through a domestic abuse as well, in two relationships, very bad abuse.
It seems like that's a common thing now.
It is. You go ahead, Cleese, you're right. Just speak on that. Tell us, what do you think?
I was just saying, it just seems like it's a common thing. If it ain't coming from the man, it's coming from the woman. And there's so many people holding on to stuff that's old. You know what I mean? I'm 34 years old, and up until 3 or 4 years ago, that's
right.
when I decided to change. I decided to change my life. I was holding on to all of that old stuff. I mean, even all
right.
the way down to when I was like 10 years old. Something my dad or my mom might have said to me that pissed me off, and I'm still walking around holding on to all of that old stuff, and it just baffles me that nobody is prepared. Even with some of the pastors, people are walking around here bitter and hurt in church, but everybody is talking about financial blessings. They don't. They're not trying to hear people.
Right.
That's
so
you're
true.
Right. And a lot of times, you know, I just want to touch on how you said the women are actually sometimes the abusers, but they are, and it's sad because a lot of men don't admit that. And women, they manipulate the situation because they know they're going to be more believable. Just I remember an article I wrote for the Urban Release magazine about the, I don't know if you guys remember this, about the little baby. He was 11 months old, and his mom literally whooped him and told the dad that your son was out on the porch and left him out in the snow. Do you guys remember that?
Wow.
And then the mom, when the police came, said, oh, no, he, because the dad broke in the house. Okay, I'm going to say, you know what? You got to come into you if you're whooping my child, okay? Okay, there's just nothing I'm going to say to you. I'm going to whoop you. I mean, that's it, Madea style. So he went in the house and he whooped her. Now, you whooping on an 11-month-old, but come to find out, this baby had been abused by this mom for so long. And the baby, he didn't cry at all until the dad came and saw him on the porch. And he barely had any clothes on. He was left in the cold. That, and you guys will see that in, I think it's in our new, my newest release of the Urban Release, where I did a whole article on that. But I just want to say abuse happens everywhere. There's so many things going on. We're in such a depraved world where we just have to get a hold. And that's why I love, Tuana, your book that you wrote, where you just, it's an inspiration, and you just don't, you don't let life hold you down. You get up. Queasy, your CD, you, yourself, young man, are inspiration to a lot of African-American minority young men and men of any color to show that, you know what, I'm not going to sit there on that couch. I'm not going to sit there and feel sorry for myself. I'm going to get up. I'm going to do right. And it took a child's voice to say, Daddy, and you changed. And that's what God, we need to say to God, Daddy, and then we need to change. What do you guys think?
I agree. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Tuana, tell us, you know, I just want everybody to know, because we know about your one book, but when I was researching you, tell people about, and I think Queasy would be interested to know, tell them about some of the plays that you actually, Queasy, she actually has plays that are on Netflix. Tell us about that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
She's my
one play is God's Precious Jewels, and that play is starring Robin Givens. And then there's another play that's Who Did I Marry? And that's starring Terry Vaughn and Tommy Ford from Martin. And those are plays, you know, they got a Christian message. So I don't write anything that's like R-rated, or everything I write is family-oriented. And it has a Christian message, and it's doing very well. And I have other plays I'm working on, and I have worked on before, so just waiting to get them. Somebody do them done for me.
What's the biggest struggle you face as a writer, Tuana, and then what's the most, the best thing about being a writer?
The struggle, sometimes I may get writer's block, but all I have to do, I'm telling you, is go to God. Like the title, God gives me those titles. Give me a title, what you want me to say. And then I do the same thing with the plays as well. So sometimes I might have a block, a writer's block, but then when I have the writer's block, I pray, and then I just start writing. But it comes easy for me because it's really a gift. It comes easy. People give me a sentence, and I could take it and write a play out of it, because that's what I write, like write more is the plays, because they, you know, they're real. You know, I take, like, I'm right working on a play now, Matters of the Heart. And it's, I don't sit around my family, looked at them. They're funny. So, and see the things that they're doing.
Families are funny. Yes, they are.
Yes, they are really funny. And I come home and me and my daughter just crack up laughing. And my daughter said, I was at church one day, and she sent me a text, and she said, God just spoke to me and told me the reason we're here in Louisville, Kentucky, it's because to see how family is, because, you know, we live in L.A. for 8 years, in California for 8 years, and we came back, and we didn't like it. So
okay.
She was like, we here for a reason. And I started writing that play. She said, God said, write a play. So then she gave me the title. God gave her that title of Matters of the Heart, and I'm really enjoying writing this play. I really am. So I'm not done. I'll be done pretty soon. But and it doesn't take me long to do anything also. Like if somebody give me a certain time to do it, I can do it. I can write really fast.
Wow.
PC,
thank you,
Tawana.
Go ahead. Do you have a question,
PC? Well, I was just saying that's a blessing.
Yes, it is. It is.
PC, what do you I know that you are very humble, you know, about your music, and I think that's the one thing that draws me to your music and a lot of other people. But what do you struggle with the most when you're trying to develop and write your music, and what is the best thing that you love about writing? I mean, about singing.
The worst thing that I deal with as far as with writing is that I get lazy sometimes.
Right.
I do,
you know,
too.
But as far as writer's block, I'm like her. Like, I rarely ever have it. Like, most of my songs, they either stem from my life or a conversation from somebody. You know,
okay.
Like, and that's always been my God-given talent. I've been writing rhymes since I've been, like, 5.
Okay.
So it's like,
since you were 5,
you know, yeah, it's just always been easy. I used to watch my stepbrother write rhymes all the time, and he had him like a little rap group going on.
Okay.
And I used to just sit back and watch them, and then I just started doing it too. At a young age, they didn't really make no sense, but you know, you couldn't tell me that, you know. But it was just. I see why it didn't work out when I was in the world, because he was using me to change people's lives. Because when I was in the world, my mouth was pretty nasty, so my music was pretty nasty, too.
Okay. I love it. Yeah, that might be a little hindrance. But you're not like that anymore, because I know when you're on Hilltop Radio that you were awesome about, you know, sharing your music and encouraging other people. It seems like I don't know you in your past life, but what I do know, it seems like you're a changed young man, and you really want to coordinate and network and work with a lot of people. You know, henceforth, you and Tawana might be able to work together. Maybe you can come up with a song. I just think that you two are awesome together. I mean, that's why I wanted both of you to be on here today, because you guys really are. You know, and Tawana, I'm not saying you're old. We're the same age, but we have a person of stature and a younger person, but you guys are both doing fabulous things. Queasy, what do you do in your community?
I go to a little, like, Stop the Violence events and things
mm-hmm.
like that. And I'm actually trying to come up with a way to where I could try to involve more of these churches around here to come outside of their church and actually be
mm-hmm.
more involved in the communities and do something at least every weekend somewhere in
mm-hmm.
the neighborhoods where these kids are dying, because these kids, they either dying or going to jail fast right here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think it's just sad that a lot of the churches, they just sit around and just watch it happen. It used to be back in the days when I was coming up, the churches would go to the people. And now it's like everybody, all of the churches is waiting on the people to come to them.
You're absolutely right. And you know what? And that's not how Jesus was. You guys, we know that Jesus walked many miles to go to many people. What would you say about that, Tawana?
I agree. Me going our way to, I relate with that, because when I moved to California, I didn't know anybody. I had never even been to California before. It's 2,000 miles away and
right. This
far. And I went into unknown territory. But it was such a blessing. It was. And we miss it so much. But, you know, God said come back. Here, we're not here permanently. I'm moving to New Jersey probably this spring. But,
okay.
Just my walk with God is awesome. And because of my writing, I've been dibble-dabbling other things. So, because, you know, I'm a poet.
Mm-hmm.
So I told my daughter, I'm going to take some classes so I can learn how to write lyrics.
Okay.
So I want to write different things. I really do. So, and I want to get out that of just because I'm a Christian, but I want to reach the Savior because, you know, I have this disease, and I'm trying to get speaking engagements to go to churches and things now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm praying on that doors to open so I can speak to people because, like, the importance of taking your medicine and getting
right.
medical attention because that's what I didn't do because I was depressed. And,
right.
you know, I know a lot of people is going through that, and I was like, just didn't understand why me when I was celibate and did that one time, and it only takes one time.
Right.
And, you know, then that affected my whole life, really. Well,
mm-hmm.
the devil thinks because it doesn't get me down now. It's just, you know, in the beginning, I was really, really sad, and I was really depressed, and I was dying. So, but now I'm okay, and that's what I want to go talk to people to let them know that if you get this first, they need to be celibate, I think, because I was celibate at first. I just was naive. And this guy was a minister, so I believed him because he was a minister. So I was like, oh, you know, he's a minister, and I believed him, and I believed that he loved me and all that, and it wasn't true. It wasn't true.
Wow.
And, yeah, and he knew what he was doing because I didn't hear from him no more after that. I had to hunt him down to tell him he infected me, and he got smoked with me. So... I don't care. I said I'm going on with my life.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Where can we find you at? I didn't mean to cut you off, but we're coming down to last. Where can people find you at? Where can they follow you at?
My website is www.TawanaLawler.com. And my Facebook is Tawana L.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook, Tawana L. .com. And that's where I'm on there all the time. So I try to get on there because people send me asking questions about the book. So I try to get on there every day. I try to. I can't do it every day.
Okay. All right. And, Queasy, where can we find you at?
You can find me on Facebook as Queasy Jones, and my fan page is Queasy Jones as well. You can go to www.testimonialmusic.com, and you can get all the latest news and updates about the label there, too. And I just started Jones & Jones Publishing, so that way I own all the rights to everything. So I want nobody trying to get over on me.
Oh, wow.
So I'm glad that today was God-given because you published books, so I can get a little insight from you on how to run that, too. If anybody actually might want to use me to publish their books, it was pretty good thing for me to be on here too today.
Hey, you know what? You still sound good. You can find Queasy also. You're still on Hilltop Radio, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so tell us what days we can hear you on there.
It usually be like a flyby thing. I know on Fridays they had a little hot 16. I didn't get to join in last Friday.
Okay.
We had some deaths going on and stuff.
Right.
Usually it be the Fridays at 11, from 11 to 12:30, somewhere around in there. Shout out to Big Sean, too.
Sean.
He looked out for me. Yeah, he's a real good dude, man.
Well, and we want to thank you to Roy Jones Jr. Gym in Las Vegas, Nevada, for being one of our continual listeners and allowing media to come to their gym and supporting Conversations with the Diva, and for Danny Bongiorno with Next Level Fitness being the greatest trainer in the world and a great tennis coach. And he's if you want to learn more about his training, just contact me at my Facebook page. Thank you guys for talking to me. Look forward to Queasy and Tawana coming back on for future episodes and sharing what they know. These are two great men and women of God, and I just love them. Thank you guys for blessing me today. Have a great week. Conversations with the Diva signing off. Bye, you guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
You're welcome.